All right, we want to go out to the West Coast because the trial of Elizabeth Holmes is underway. Alexis Keenan, who is following this for us, has the latest as opening arguments are beginning. Alexis?
Hi, Adam. So it all really starts today. Yes, jury selection was last week, but now we're into opening statements. And the first up today was the government's attorney. He put out a case against Elizabeth Holmes for her fraud, wire fraud, and conspiracy charges, saying that there was a category of different entities that Holmes committed these crimes against. He talked about investors. He talked about Walgreens. He talked about pharmaceutical companies. The attorney even said that the government should expect to put on a representative from Pfizer, who the government said was defrauded in Elizabeth Holmes' scheme. The government put up a document from Pfizer that was really actually from, they say, Elizabeth Holmes, saying the document was fabricated to endorse Theranos' technology, that blood testing technology, that analyzer that she's on trial for, that she had said would produce diagnostic tests, hundreds of tests on as little as a few drops of blood. However, what we're really listening for is the defense theory here. That's what we're hoping to learn about, is how is Elizabeth Holmes going to defend herself against these charges? Now, her attorneys have started their opening statement, and what they have characterized so far is an entrepreneur in Silicon Valley who had a really tough job and spent 15 years of her life, they said, developing this company. And they said she made a lot of mistakes along the way, but mistakes, they said, are not crimes. So that's where the argument is going right now. But there's a lot more to be heard because Elizabeth Holmes' attorneys say that their opening will take up to 2 hours.